to be fair to both camps, you know, we produced a game of cricket, which is what we're here for, and to try and get a result. It didn't go our way, and that was disappointing from our side of things. But, you know, it was far better than playing for points, far better than playing out a draw. And like you say, more meaningful, you find things out. You know, I was disappointed with the way we batted, particularly early, against a good attack with some friendly conditions. But we just needed a base today. If we'd got a base, a decent start, and a couple of decent partnerships, then we would have gone very, very close to taking 16 points, which would have been magnificent. But sadly, our batters let us down. We didn't get anything like the early partnerships that we required, and wasn't to be.
Who approached who with regard to setting the target? Did Middlesex come to you, or did you suggest it to them?
No. I suggested it to Gus Fraser today. You know, if you look at the game, well, okay, they could have chased 18 wickets today to try and get an outright win, and that would have been very difficult for them. For us to get potentially 200, 250 runs, which would have been a batting point or two plus three. Well, if you're going to try and get 200 or 250, why not try and get 282 for the full 16 points? That was my attitude to it. You know, I didn't see any point in and not trying to get a game of cricket, because I've been brought up to try and play games of cricket and try and get wins, and Ian Botham taught us that when he was at Worcester. So to gamble three, or potentially four possibly if you get a batting point, against winning 16 and playing a game of cricket, which is why we're all here, well, it's perfectly obvious that's the best thing to do. Didn't work for us in this respect, but on another day it will.
Yeah, I can see the logic in that completely, what you're saying. Was there any part of you that sort of might have thought, like, let's have sort of on a half an hour and try and knock 30 off that this morning just to reduce that target a little bit? Did that come into the equation at all?
If you do that, you're running problems with Middlesex not wanting to bother. And, you know, I actually think they're a very good outfit, Middlesex, and a type of side that's going to be, I think they'll be in the top half of this league. I really do. Particularly if wickets hold out like they are at the moment for seamers, they've got a very good seam attack. But the other guys around us, even though this is early days, you know, Durham and Lancashire missed out on points yesterday, this could have been a fantastic opportunity to just try and get a little bit of distance, as it is losing, I suppose, 3 points for a draw and maybe an odd batting point that we might have lost. Then, you know, that's not masses of difference, and, you know, I don't think it's a problem having a little gamble, because you know, to be perfectly honest, if we want to stay in this division, we've got to win games. Draws are not going to keep us in this division. We've got to win games of cricket, and we want to improve upon seventh place, which is what we got last year. So if we're going to do that, we need to get points and we need to get wins.
You've already mentioned the batting. I mean, clearly that's a concern at the moment. Is it sort of the lack of runs?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I've just had another meeting there, a very quick debrief, because the nature of this game is we've got another game tomorrow, so, you know, you don't often have time to debrief, prep and do all the rest. But, you know, we just addressed there that it's not as though we're getting caught out with the ball 2 foot wide off stump and nicking to the keeper, or caught cover or caught mid off. We're getting genuinely out, but the batters have got to be better than what they're showing, and they know that. They've got to find ways of dealing with good bowling on helpful conditions, and that is good batting, being able to cope with bowlers. And I think that whatever, I'm not, you know, I said to him in there, I wish I was a coach that I could put my finger in it, you know, perfectly and say this is what we need to do. But the bottom line is that they've got to go out there and get above that bowler and try and get on top of him in a fashion that's going to hopefully make him bat 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours.